Today we'll be doing an analysis on the song La Bamba by Richie Valens. The song is played in a major key to help support the theme of the song, the bamba. A more traditional version of the song is often played during weddings in Veracruz, where the bride and groom perform an accompanying dance. In 1958, Valens decided to take this song and add a rock and roll component to modernize it. Here is the most iconic portion that is repeated throughout the song.
The song is very repetitive and upbeat for nearly the entire time. Starting at the intro, the first thing you'll notice is a guitar. This is the start of the ostinato harmony that plays behind the melody through most of the song. It is a combination of both single notes and chords. The song moves on to the first verse where the melody begins. Richie Valens sings about how to dance, and the notes he sings makes up the melody. Once again, the guitar can be heard during the verse.
Ostinato is introduced while the dynamics of the guitar and drums decrease. Other percussion instruments like the cowbell enter the scene. The chorus is the most iconic and memorable part of the song, with the catchy and repetitive phrase La Bamba having a simplistic melody that sticks with the listeners. Similar to the first verse, Valens now sings about the way of the bamba while the guitar backs him up. The lyrics are the same as the last verse, however shorter due to this next part of the song.
A guitar solo serves as a bridge with its staccato notes and single glissando. This verse is similar to the other two, however this time around an accordion is added to the background. There's a complex combination of various instrumental and lyrical elements intertwined in the chorus. There's a guitar, drum set, percussion, singing, and accordion playing at the same time. Despite the onslaught of instruments being played, they form a comprehensive and uncluttered chorus. Valens is the primary lead vocal, with softer male background singers also doing a melody. This counterpoint creates an interesting composition as the lead vocalist is normally paired with a harmonious background.
After this final chorus, the song ends with a guitar and bass fading into a decrescendo.